This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We have a lot of great friends and a lot of great people. Laura, how are you? You look so beautiful, as always. That's a woman with courage. You don't want to be loomered. If you're loomered, you're in deep trouble. That's the end of your career, in a sense. Thanks, Laura.
He's talking about Laura Loomer. That was President Trump, of course, last night, singing the praises of Laura Loomer, the investigative journalist. Just about everybody in media is talking about her or using her material, often not doing so in public, though. They don't want to mention her. She is amazing, and she's fought through a lot. Laura Loomer, welcome. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, okay. I'm terrific. In part, thanks to you, I feel like there's a lot of, momentum to get rid of Judge Mershon. Can you bring us up to speed about Judge Mershon, who is scheduled to preside over the Donald Trump trial for the whatever the non-disclosure thing? What is how is he conflicted? Why should he be removed from the case? Oh.
There's a lot of ways that he's conflicted, not only his own personal political donations to progressive anti-Trump Democrats, but mostly because of who his daughter is. His daughter is a woman by the name of Lauren Mershon, and she happens to be the president of a very high-profile Democrat political consulting firm called Authentic Campaigns. And Authentic Campaigns actually has the Biden-Harris campaign as a client. And on top of that, she has worked with some of the most high-profile anti-Trump Democrats who have actively fundraised via her company off of President Trump's indictment, including the indictment involving the Stormy Daniels case, which Alvin Bragg, the Manhattan DA, is going to be pursuing against President Trump, in which Judge Mershon is the judge presiding over the case. And so anybody who's honest will admit that that is a blatant conflict of interest, and that is pretty obvious that, it's inappropriate for Judge Mershon to be overseeing this case. And if you look at the Authentic website, you will see countless examples of their different clients, including Adam Schiff. You have Cory Booker, you have Kamala Harris, you have Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority PAC. I mean, every single high-profile anti-Trump Democrat that you can think of in this country happens to be a client. And especially Adam Schiff, who has raised hundreds of millions of dollars with various other Democrats in their Get Trump rhetoric. I mean, you can look at the fundraising records through the FEC, and you can see that hundreds of millions of dollars of Democrat fundraising via Axe Blue can be attributed to emails in which they talk about putting President Trump in jail. And Adam Schiff has been a ringleader in this messaging.
So where do things stand? You uncovered some interesting information about Judge Mershon's daughter's Twitter account. I know there's been some pushback, but quite frankly, their pushback has been very kind of mealy-mouthed and weird. What is the deal with the daughter's Twitter account?
Well, I uncovered that Lauren Mershon has an account by the name of Lauren M426, and this Twitter account had a profile photo of President Trump behind jail bars. And this is what I had exposed before. And look, you have this judge presiding over a criminal case, Judge Mershon and his daughter, very similar to what we saw in the case of Judge Engoron and his wife as well, tweeting photos of President Trump behind jail bars. You now have the same thing with Judge Mershon and his own daughter, Lauren Mershon. And since that story broke, Lauren is now saying that she doesn't have access to the account, that it's not her account. But then the court correspondent admitted that it was her account, but that, you know, they're trying to use the Joy Reid defense, right? Of, oh, I must have been hacked. where I guess, like, once you get caught instead of taking responsibility, it's best to just come up with some grand lie about, oh, well, the account has been abandoned and somebody else is operating the account. Well, then why not file a claim with X and have the account taken down, right? If somebody's impersonating you. But we know it's not an impersonation. The archives clearly show that this account that had the photo of President Trump with the mugshot also was retweeting tweets from the Authentic campaign's Twitter account, in which they were congratulating Lauren Mershon for becoming a president and partner of the company.
You know, and it's really wild. They're the Joy Reid defense. I love that. And your work actually kind of shows up in Todd Blanche's letter to the judge. They refer, quite frankly, I think, to the spokesman even talking about it as an issue. Like, they've already engaged in political speech in a way. The court itself has. And it's another reason for the judge to kind of take a pass on this case.
Yeah. And look, President Trump's lawyers have already filed a motion they filed a letter asking for this judge to recuse himself. And you have people on both sides of the political aisle talking about how inappropriate this is, calling on Judge Mershon to recuse himself. But look, this is all part of the process, right? It's no coincidence that the judge in this case has a daughter who is a high profile Democrat political operative, right? It just seems too good to be true. It's almost like they cast these characters for their whole grand plan of trying to steal the 2024 presidential election. I mean, what are the odds that Judge Mershon has a daughter who happens to work with and does millions of dollars of business with the most anti-Trump Democrats in the country, and then his wife, Laura Mershon, as I exposed, happens to work, or at least worked, underneath Letitia James, right? It just seems a little too convenient for the Democrats.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276, 973-354-2276, or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits, only $99 this month. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Do me a favor, Laura. Tell us a little bit about your operation. Are you a one-man band? You are doing incredible work, breaking a lot of stories. Well, what's your setup? I mean, you're independent, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm an independent journalist. My website is Lumerd.com. It's Lumerd.com, and people can follow me on X. For years, I had been banned on all social media because of my effective investigative reports, and I just have my own independent show that I do. From, you know, very simple setup on rumble.com/Laura Loomer. And it's all grassroots funded, right? So people from across the country support my independent journalism with subscriptions or, you know, small dollar donations. And I break stories. I have a few contributors and freelance writers and a video editor, of course, as well. But it is a very small operation. It's certainly not a multi-million dollar mainstream media operation.
Well,
but everybody can be a citizen journalist, and that's what I try to inspire people to do, is to investigate things on their own and to take matters into their own hands and break stories that can, you know, change the course of history, perhaps.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, no, it's true. And, you know, sometimes you don't need all those bells and whistles. Let me ask you this. What is the number one misunderstanding about you? As you know, there's controversy around people, especially when they're very effective. What would you say is the big, if there is one, misunderstanding, public misunderstanding about you, Laura Loomer?
Well, I would say that a lot of people believed lies about me years ago because I was really the canary in the coal mine for all this cancel culture, right? I was the first deplatformed candidate for Congress ever in the history of this nation. When I ran, I was not able to have any social media, and they called me a Nazi and a white supremacist and a racist, and it's like I'm a Jewish woman, right? It's kind of crazy the way that people believed all these lies about me, but they call me an Islamophobe, and they say that, you know, I'm a racist, the same things they say about President Trump. And unfortunately, when this happened to me, it was at a time when people really weren't familiar with cancel culture. Now everybody knows that this is just par for the course if you're an effective conservative. But unfortunately, right, I didn't get that same kind of grace that a lot of other conservatives are getting now in this current era of cancel culture, right? Because like I said, this happened to me first 7 years ago. So I would just ask people to not believe the lies about me on Wikipedia and to just judge me off of my own work and my own, you know, my own record. I've always been a Trump supporter, always been a conservative. I was the president of College Republicans, right? They simply don't like people that are willing to fight fire with fire.
Well, it's so effective, and we know there are so many lies out there. At Laura Loomer on X and at Loomer Unleashed. It is a great show. You don't need too much to make it a great show. You really, the truth is the best ingredient. Laura, one more thing. The letter, the appeal to the judge to recuse himself, I guess that was submitted yesterday, or there was a hearing yesterday. When can we expect that to be, I don't know, is he going to make a decision? Is it up to him? How's that going to play out?
Well, we'll have to see what happens, right? I don't think that the judge is going to recuse himself. I mean, we saw the same thing happen in the case with Judge Engoron. I think that these people are brazen, and they clearly don't care about getting caught because there's no accountability for them. And it looks like President Trump's trial is going to begin in New York City on April 15th, which I'm planning on attending as well. I don't really know if we're going to really see any accountability with these corrupt judges until President Trump is back in the White House.
Hey, one more thing.
Which is why we all have to support him.
One more thing. You had a reporter from the New York Times ran into you in Panama. I don't know what was going on there. Was he trying to do a hit piece? And then I saw a picture of the two of you. It looked like you made a new friend. They're kind of obsessed with you, the Times. Can you know what I'm talking about? What was that all about?
Yeah, I was actually in Panama in the Darien Gap, and they actually sent a reporter from the New York Times to Panama to track me down and try to follow me. And ultimately, they were very triggered by the fact that I was capturing Islamic migrants on camera and, you know, documenting the fact that they were trying to come to our country illegally.
All right. Well, you've been there. You've done that. You're doing it. And it's incredible. Laura Loomer, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.